Like, this is recording on Donna Bowen, B-O-W-E-N. B is in boy, B-O-W-E-N, Donna, D-O-N-N-A. Date of birth is 7/31/50. Date of visit is 1/11/22. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of scleroderma and pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, this is present illness. This is a 71-year-old female who has a long-standing history of scleroderma and Raynaud's disease. As previously been diagnosed to have CREST syndrome and rheumatoid arthritis. And history for pulmonary hypertension. The patient is not on any specific therapy except that she has been on sildenafil 20 milligrams TID. And over the past 2 months, her shortness of breath has markedly worsened, and she was using O2 at 3 to 4 liters via nasal cannula to maintain her SATs over 92. The patient denied chest pains but has leg swelling and denies calf muscle pains. She also has multiple joint pains and has Raynaud's phenomena. Next paragraph. Past history. Patient's past history includes history of diabetes mellitus and rheumatoid arthritis and history of pulmonary hypertension and systemic hypertension. And a history for obstructive sleep apnea. She also has a rectal prolapse, which requires, which will require surgery. Surgery includes appendectomy and history of cholecystectomy and a hysterectomy and a tonsillectomy remotely. She had hand surgery on the left and laser surgery at the leg and varicose vein stripping of the legs. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient does not smoke, no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of cirrhosis of the liver. Mother died of a stroke. Next paragraph. Med list included aspirin 81 milligrams a day, Diovan 320 milligrams daily, escitalopram 10 milligrams a day, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, nifedipine 30 milligrams daily, sulfasalazine 500 milligrams, 2 tests BID, sildenafil 20 milligrams TID, acetazolamide 250 milligrams TID, and methotrexate 5 tablets weekly, and Cosopt eye drops Next paragraph, physical exam, system review. The patient has weakness, shortness of breath, wheezing, with apnea and leg swelling. She has a persistent cough, she has nausea and reflux with epigastric distress, and has a rectal prolapse. She has occasional chest and arm pains, palpitations and leg edema. She has anxiety. She also has joint pains, muscle aches, and stiffness. She has numbness of the extremities, memory loss, and headaches. She has no urinary frequency burning, denies hay fever. She has no dizziness or hoarseness. She has glaucoma, and she has fatigue and no weight loss. Next, physical exam. This obese elderly white female is alert, faces plethoric, she has marked peripheral edema, blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 90, respiration is 20. Temperature 97.5, weight is 190, saturation 96. HE and enormous phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, diminished excursions, and breath sounds diminished at the periphery with a few bibasal crackles. Heart, the absence of irregular, so an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. And extremities, 1 plus edema. No cap tenderness, home and sign is negative. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross, more or less. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is pulmonary hypertension. And number 2 is history of scleroderma. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5 is rheumatoid arthritis. And number 6 is hyperlipidemia. Number 7, rule out pulmonary emboli. And next paragraph, number 8 is pulmonary hypertension. Next plan, the patient has been advised to go for a CTA of the chest today to evaluate her for pulmonary emboli. She will continue with O2 at 3 liters to keep SATs over 90, albuterol, inhaler, 2 puffs, TID, PRN. She was advised to go to Advent Hospital Orlando Pulmonary Hypertension Clinic to be evaluated for treatment of pulmonary hypertension. And she will need to go on anticoagulation as well. The patient was referred to the emergency room today to get her CTA of the chest and further evaluation after this is completed. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. David Yoon, MD, Y-O-O-N. Thank you. This is Dr. Suzuki.